This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. World AIDS Day is this week. It's Thursday, December 1st. The disease is getting attention again. In the African country of Zambia, nearly 1 million people are infected with HIV or AIDS. A new documentary airing today on the Discovery Times channel takes an unusually up-close look at how the disease has taken root in that country. Here's TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
Once again, Soria Samura takes a gutsy approach to his documentaries. The African filmmaker more than observes the crises ravaging his mother country. He participates. In his last film, Surviving Hunger, he starved himself alongside malnourished Ethiopians for a month. This time around, Samura places himself in the teeth of another epidemic. And on the front line of AIDS, he gets himself a job as an orderly at Zambia's Luanaka Hospital. There, Samura gets his first taste of the severity of the problem when he leafs through the pages of the hospital's mortuary registry.
Take a quick look, starting in March, you can see that, it's 24 names per page, and March is one page, two, three, four, and about five, roughly, it looks like about three, four people on average dies every day. And this statistic is...
Samura may not be starving himself in this documentary, but his hospital job still takes quite a toll. He exposes himself to incredible suffering on a daily basis. His job also lets him see how under-equipped hospitals in the region are, with some patients forced to sleep on the floor and retroviral drugs always in short supply. Samura also ventures outside the hospital walls to find out why AIDS is so pervasive in Zambia. These trips offer one sobering realization after another. During one excursion to a nightclub, he interviews young partygoers who dismiss condoms for no particular reason. Another day's journey takes him to a family where a mother with AIDS confesses she hasn't educated her kids about sex because she felt shy. But the most unforgettable scene is in a church, where a pastor and his translator preach abstinence. As for using protection, they offer a message that shocks Samura.
HIV is one of the incurable diseases. The Lord wants us to talk about it in the church today. Me, I don't support the issue of condoms, because that has been made by man. Man shall not protect this. And so it is only God. So the only protection measure, according to the Bible, is to stick to Jesus.
The uncomfortable truth about AIDS in Africa is that it's a difficult issue to wrap one's mind around. But what Samura does here is just the right approach. Yes, he humanizes the victims by becoming part of their world. But more important, he demystifies the crisis by asking tough questions about how it came to be.
Andrew Wallenstein is a television critic and an editor with The Hollywood Reporter.